This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
NFL season ended on Sunday with the Eagles winning Super Bowl 59. So let's wrap things up now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, Baldy. And thank you, as always, for your time. So you may have expected the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Did you expect them to handle the Chiefs as easily as they did?
Nope, didn't expect that. Expected a more even game, very much more competitive game. But the Eagles were really hitting on all their cylinders. They made very few mistakes. They really attacked the Chiefs' weaknesses, and their offense never really was able to figure things out, even though they didn't really do much. I mean, they just got beat up front in the trenches. On both sides of the ball, and that was really the difference. And it's usually the difference in most games, but not to this degree that we all witnessed on Sunday. I mean, I thought it was over at halftime. I didn't think there was any chance they were making a comeback. I know they were down 24-0 to Houston at one time, but I didn't see any signs of the offense waking up throughout that entire first two quarters, and I didn't think it was going to get any better in the second half, and it really never did.
So it's fair, right? Especially if you're in the AFC and you got to get through Mahomes to even get to the Super Bowl. It's fair to measure yourself against the few teams that have been able to pierce this, right, impenetrable playoff thing in Kansas City that's only lost four times in, 22 chances or whatever. So, if you're a Ravens fan and you're like, well, man, I mean, our D-line has been pretty good, but we don't get pass rush like that with four. Like, is it fair to say, all right, we saw Tampa do it in a Super Bowl. We saw these guys do it in a Super Bowl. Like, the Ravens might need some dudes up front. Like, Van Noy's a really effective player, but is he a dude? You know what I mean? Owe's a guy. He's not a dude. Matabike was a dude 2 years ago, but they might need another dude or two up front.
I would say so. I mean, I would never stop investing in that part of my team, Jason. I think you're right. I mean, to see what – now, I think the Chiefs will, fix their left tackle position and put Tooney back inside. And, they should be – they're going to lose Trey Smith. But, they'll find a guard that can play. I mean, that's that organization type thing, just the way the Ravens did a year ago. But, yeah, I would say, man, if you can affect the quarterback – I mean, just going back to Rex Ryan, just go back to Buddy Ryan. When you can affect the quarterback the way the Eagles did with just four – then why wouldn't you try to emulate that and try to upgrade that where you can right now and use that formula to really shake Mahomes up? Now, the Ravens did that in the second half, 2 years ago. They shut him down completely, and Kelce didn't have much impact in the second half of the game after, the touchdown to Kelce in that, in the first quarter 2 years ago. So they've done it at times for periods, but not like the Eagles did for four quarters. So, I would say that would be the path I would go on if I was Eric DaCosta right now?
I think most people, all people, should think that the Eagles, the best, most complete team. Howie Roseman talked a couple years after that loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, how that really drove him. Just how impressed have you been with Howie Roseman's roster building for this team?
I mean, I don't know how they vote on Executive of the Year and all those kind of things, but I mean, he's the GOAT right now. You know, what he did, it's just one off season. Drafts and all that. But, I mean, they've hit on their top three draft picks 3 years in a row. The coaching wasn't good enough last year. Yep. They changed the coordinators. They changed the position coaches. Saquon could be plied from the New York Giants. Don't pluck their best player from a bad organization. You know, Zach Bond was not ever really – found, like, he could never find a true position in New Orleans. Let's go give Zach Bond a chance and put him in Vic Fangio's defense. You know, let's go draft Quinion Mitchell with the first corner. Let's go find a way to trade up to get Cooper DeJean. Like, the guy barely made a mistake over this last year and really over the last three drafts. You can look him up. I mean, every one of these guys has hit. That he's drafted over these last 3 years.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Baldy, I'm sure you've seen Joe Burrow somewhere, as he seems to have joined every possible media organization to talk about his team's situation heading into the offseason, and he's made it pretty clear he wants the band to be back together. Do you think that Mike Brown will heed anything that Joe Burrow had to say?
But, I mean, it'd be foolish not to listen to Joe. I mean, right? I mean, the guy is a marquee player. He needs help around him. But they don't – I mean, they're not they're just not next-level thinkers. And I'm not taking a shot at Mike Brown here, but they haven't figured out contracts. Mm-mm. Like, why – how is it that T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase are both looking for a contract based on their production? Like, how can't they figure this out? You know, like when the Eagles can figure this out and have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown – locked up and taken care of, and can go make a trade for Jahan Dotson. How can they figure it out and the Cincinnati Bengals can't? I mean, it's like, you know, one team is playing chess, the other's playing checkers. I mean, it's just what it is right now. So Joe can plead for Mike Brown in the front office to get these guys and keep these guys, but I don't think they know how to do it right now.
What do the Steelers do at QB? This Trevor Lawrence stuff is poppycock. I don't know where that came from. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't know about this. I mean, I love Coach Cowher, but I have a hard time seeing Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh after all Mike Tomlin's already had to deal with personality-wise. Obviously, Russ and Justin Fields have been there. You know, Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold. Do you see any solution for them, Baldy?
Well, I mean, look, at this point, I believe, and I don't think I'm overstating this, Jason, but it's organizational failure right now. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was a great player. He stayed too long. It happens. They have not figured it out. They still have not figured it out. Because Russell wasn't good down the stretch. I mean, how many did they lose in a row? He wasn't good or effective. I can't believe he's going to be back. I can't believe Justin Fields is the answer. Otherwise, he would have been in there when they were struggling to score points and move the ball. Is Aaron Rodgers the answer? Is it even a Band-Aid at this point?
Whew.
Like, it isn't. So they've got to figure this out. Because I saw Mike Tomlin at the Senior Bowl. They could go continue to build in the trenches. I'm sure they will. It's something that they've done pretty good at. But until they get the quarterback situation figured out, they're going to be in this situation where they're not going to be the big dog in the AFC North right now. They're just not with Burrow and with Lamar. Like, they've got to figure that position out. And I don't believe some of the things that are being suggested are the right answer right now.
So you don't see Aaron Rodgers as a fit for Pittsburgh. But, Baldy, where do you think Aaron Rodgers could land if he decides to continue to play?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, you're looking at a 42-year-old quarterback that you can look at the stats and say, hey, they're pretty good stats. But really, when you look at what a quarterback is – a franchise quarterback is supposed to do when the game is in the balance. You're supposed to elevate those around you to win games. And they had chances against Denver. They had chances against Minnesota. They had leads against Seattle. They couldn't win those games. And so, you know, He had injuries that he dealt with last year. You think those injuries are just going to go away at age 42? They're not. I would never tell a player ever, like, when it's time to go. It's just not my place to do it. Every player deserves that opportunity. But I don't think Aaron is the answer in most places, whether all these teams, whether it's Tennessee or, like, you're going to get maybe a year, maybe a good year, possibly. But you're still going to be faced with the same situation. Like, how are you going to become Buffalo or Philadelphia or Kansas City if you're investing in Aaron Rodgers? Like, that's what Denver wants to be. They want to be that team with Bo Nix right now. You got to find – they found Jalen with the 53rd pick in the second round. Like, do some homework. Investigate. Build around a guy. Develop a guy. Like, that's still the formula in this business to be an every down playoff contender. They found it with Baker. Tampa's winning these divisions. You know, two in a row with Baker and four in a row right now, starting with Brady. Like, figure out a guy that is still young enough that you can develop and a second time around, or find a young guy. And go do your homework and find a guy that can become that guy.
Baldy, always great. Thank you so much for your time. Another great season in the books. I'm sure we blink and you'll be on your training camp tours.
Don't say that.
I hope it's not that fast.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
It probably won't feel like that. Thanks,
enjoy
guys.
The water.
Yep.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, Bone. Hey, coming up next, Northern Exposure. And Jason just alluded to it. Bill Cowher, who I would think has an interest, at least a decent read on what's going on in Pittsburgh. Well, he has some thoughts on what they should do at quarterback. What do we think of that? We're going to hear what he has to say next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they are right now in terms of their quarterback situation with Russell and Justin and Aaron. I think a decision has to be made. You know, what's the future plan and what is the plan in the interim? I think there's going to be also a sense of urgency and taking, you know, some guys on the back end of their careers, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward. You know, they're in the latter stages of their career, so they want to win now, and that's a big part of what they want to do. But you also got to have a plan moving forward and at that position. So I think there'll be dialogue there, but those be conversations taking place in that building.
It's Bill Cowher on the Dan Patrick Show, and the Aaron he was talking about is Aaron Rodgers, and he's been like, that's not the first time he's uttered this on a program. We saw it in print a couple days ago, and then he goes on Dan Patrick and mentions it again. Bill Cowher, former coach of the Steelers, Hall of Famer, friend of this program.
Friend of the Rooney family, friend of their GM, Omar Khan, friend of Mike Tomlin.
So how I think surprising he's off is on this one.
I think he's off on this one. I mean, I think he's obviously laying out a landscape, and it's bleak, as we just talked about with Baldy. But Aaron Rodgers right now is a locker room destroyer. He's a coach killer. He's not like, it's one thing to not be able to play anymore, but be somebody people can rally behind. This guy is clearly a mercurial former superstar, ego megalomaniac, who is just trying to pad his stats at the end of his career. Like, this isn't about anything else. He's trying to keep making the money he's used to making. He wants to have a forum to be able to be a big shot and talk to Pat McAfee and still be thought of as a somebody. And that's a really dangerous dichotomy to bring into your locker room. A failed star who's not nearly as good as he used to be and who's running his mouth more than ever. I just don't think the Steelers would think that juice is remotely worth the squeeze.
I will say this again. If the Steelers end up doing this and it would blow up in their face, I would fire Mike Tomlin and I would fire Omar Khan. That is a fireable offense. If you think bringing in Aaron Rodgers is going to turn this thing around, bringing in Aaron Rodgers is going to lead you to your first postseason win since 2016, he has no one to throw the football to. And him and George Pickens in the same locker room?
Last year, they told me he got everybody to throw the ball to.
I know.
And he still sucked.
And Steelers have nothing at wideout. Nothing.
Like, and it's literally a one-year proposition. Like, you would take on all that risk for the hope and a prayer that 1 year of him would somehow be transcendent, where what people don't talk about enough is he was in steep decline his last year in Green Bay before he tore his Achilles the following September. Like, they're pretty smart guys over there. Mike Tomlin's dealt with a lot. He just went through, like, he still has PTSD from late stage Roethlisberger. Yes. He's going to jump in with this guy for 1 year.
So Jason, let's spin that then. We don't think it's Aaron Rodgers. We know it's not Trevor Lawrence. That report has been debunked in multiple ways. So where do they go at quarterback? Are they drafting Jackson Dart in the first round and running that? Like, because that's
they just kind of did that with Pickett. I don't know. I don't know that. I don't think they'd force a quarterback pick. Like, if they had a shot at one of the top two, that'd be a different story.
But they're not close on that.
But Dart might be available where they're picking. I think that they will have solved this riddle by then, at least temporarily. Yeah. They've given themselves options prior to the draft that they don't have to force it in the draft. I can't tell you definitively who that guy is. It could be Kirk Cousins. I think it could be Matt Stafford.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting.
You want any part of it Kirk Cousins?
It could be Sam Darnold. I'll take Kirk Cousins over Aaron Rodgers any day.
Yeah, idea, but that's a low bar. But
and you're going to get him dirt cheap.
Yeah.
But you're gonna squeeze Atlanta hard, get them to pay. Yeah, you might be able to get him for $15 million. Like, you might be able to have them eat more than even what already the way it's structured they're going to have to eat to trade him. Like, you might be able to get Kirk Cousins for $1 million a game.
I get it. It's just, I wonder what's left.
What else are you going to do? Like, I mean,
I hear you. They're stuck.
I also find it interesting that Rooney just met with the media, a week or two ago, and he all but said he wants one of Ross or Justin Fields back in the fold.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want those guys to... That might be the best they can do. So you want to signal to them that we value them both as they go into the market. But, like, he's not the kind of owner who's super meddling where they're going to have to run it back by him or whatever. Like, I wouldn't read a ton into that. They might end up with one of those two. I mean, nobody knows exactly. Until people get to the combine and start tampering like crazy, nobody really knows, you know, who has what market. And even then, it's all just having to take people at their word because nothing's on paper. But I don't think they're married to any concept right now. Like, I don't get the sense that they know themselves where this journey is going to take them, but they're going to be turning over any rock.
I'm not going to hold you to this, but just for fun, who's the Steelers quarterback next year? If you had to throw a dart, who is the Steelers quarterback? And no pun intended, but it's not Jackson Dart. They're not drafting it. Who is their quarterback next year?
I mean, I'm telling you, they don't know.
Yeah.
But
and this is the goofy stuff we do. Who is their quarterback as we sit here right now?
I mean, maybe Kirk Cousins.
That's an interesting one. They better hope this was a recovery off of Achilles.
Like, if you want, like, I'm just thinking, here's what I can tell you for sure. Kirk Cousins isn't going anywhere, and he's got a full no trade. He's not going anywhere where he doesn't trust the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So do I think Kirk Cousins could be given permission to talk to other teams and have a meeting with Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith? And Arthur Smith says, you saw what I did with Tannehill at the end of it. Like, you saw how I resuscitated Tannehill's career, right? You did a whole lot of this, faking handoffs. Mm-hmm. You dropped back seven steps, and you threw the hell out of the ball from under center, right, on play action. Kirk Cousins, you could break his career down. I've done it. Kirk Cousins, under center play action, has a career passer rating of like 115. It's the thing he does the best.
Mm-hmm.
No more messing around in the pistol. No more rookie offensive coordinators trying to meld three systems at the same time. Oh, Arthur Smith, you're telling me you're going to keep the running backs. You got the battering ram and the other guy, and we're going to run the ball, stay balanced, and I'm going to be able to take deep shots from under center. I think you'll have his attention. Now, who's he throwing to? That's a different story.
Coming up next, Terps have a big game tonight. They take on Nebraska. Nebraska's an 8:30 tip, which means pregame coverage starts at 7:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. We preview next here on The Fan.
It really is. I tell everybody, it's one of the sneakiest, hardest places to play in college basketball because it's a fan base that no matter what's going on, you know, they're going to get 16,000. They get there 2 hours early. They're into the game. It's a really tough place to play. And Fred does a great job defensively. They really play a weird defensive kind of scheme where they force everything baseline traps, post traps are really aggressive. So we have to score the basketball. We have to kind of get some easy buckets because Fred makes everything difficult.
It's Kevin Willard on with Vinny and Haney talking about the tough place to play that Nebraska is. He was saying there's nothing going on in Nebraska, so they're always filling the place up.
It's one spotlight, one stoplight city, and it's next to the arena.
Yeah. Nebraska, when they played at Maryland a few weeks back, Maryland won 69-66. Derek Queen and Julian Reese combined for 11 points in that game, 17 rebounds. Jacoby Gillespie led them with 22. Maryland had a 9-point lead late and then almost gave it away, but they did win. Do you expect similar scoring this time? Nebraska's best big, I think, is not playing in this game.
Yeah, I do think we'll get more scoring. Nebraska's last 10 games have averaged 155 points. They've been scoring at a much, and I think they've scored 73 or more themselves in, I think, five of their last six. So they've been shooting the ball better, spreading it around, getting better looks, a more confident offense, I think, now. And Terps' games have averaged 151 over the last 10. Both these teams are 7-3 to the over in their last 10. It opened at 146.5. I saw it at 147.5 yesterday. I'm guessing it may have ticked up. I still like it anywhere under 150. Go take that the over, that is. I think the Terps will get some looks. Baseline three looks. That's kind of more of a Selt Miguel spot, I feel like, than Rice sometimes, but I think Rice really likes that wing spot. And so does Selt. I've seen Gafari hit a bunch of threes when he does hit them from the baseline. That seems to be
his spot. Yeah.
I think that that'll be a hot spot on the court, and I think Jacoby Gillespie has a chance to take this game over. And I think, frankly, especially if Derek Queen struggles with that difficult defensive style that Coach Willard was alluding to as much in this game as he did in the first, I think Jacoby Gillespie will have to take this game over for the Terps to win a tricky road game.
That's the thing that I'm really looking forward to tonight is can they start to get Jacoby Gillespie back, where he was really, really good in that Nebraska game, especially in the first half. He was 5 of 7 shooting, 13 points in the first half of that game, where Gillespie, going back to the Wisconsin game, and that was where he had to sit for a little bit, and he had the heating pad on his knee. Mm-hmm. He hasn't looked right. He hasn't looked all the way there in these past couple of games. So hopefully they can get him back tonight.
Well, and especially when they're down a big, if he can dribble, drive, penetrate, and pick up fouls, like it can Gillespie get to the line 4 or 5 times in the first half?
Mm-hmm.
And establish that I'm going to not only be coming off screen shooting those threes from the top of the arc very effectively, but I'm going to beat you off the dribble and make your defense collapse, and I might not score, but you're going to have to foul me to keep me from scoring. I think it's going to have to be that sort of a gritty game for him.
Most importantly, what does Beltway Ben think about this game this evening? He's usually got his finger on the pulse of what's going on with the Terps.
And he nailed the spread. He said, what, 1.5, one way or another? It saw Nebraska -1.5?
Yeah, I actually do think the Terps will win. I will be betting the Terps tonight. Not as much as I felt with that Wisconsin game, but I think they're a better team. I think Bjank Tinsel, they're big. He's their leading rebounder. He's out. That's going to be pretty big. And Andrew Morgan, like, the last time the Terps played him, he scored 19 points, the transfer from North Dakota State, really old, which helps when you're playing a guy like Queen. But since that game, he hasn't been in double digits. So defensively, I think the Terps will be all right. Bryce Williams going to be one of the top players, you know, voted in the conference. They got to limit him to what they can. Don't be over-aggressive stealing the ball like they usually are. But I think this game will come down to the end, but this will finally be one of the road games that they pull out, similar to Indiana, or not Northwestern, not Ohio State. Like, those games, they were in them, but kind of fell down the stretch. I think they win this one down the stretch.
And it's Burke Buyafunkel who's not playing?
Buyuktensel.
Yeah, whatever. There's a lot of consonants in that last name. I'm looking at it right now. That can't be real.
If he played that Brock Boldenhoser in 101, that would be Tongue Twister Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, there's a ton of consonants in that dude's name. But he is out. He's their leading rebounder, correct there, Beltway Ben?
Yep.
Yeah, so Terps and Nebraska. You then come home, I think, to Iowa. That you can start cooking with gas here a little if you can get one on the road tonight.
And the crazy thing is, I mean, if they just don't give that game away, we're talking about a Terps team on a 6-game winning streak that's probably ranked in the top
15.
12 or 15 in the country right now.
Here's the weird thing.
But it's hard. But I mean, look, it's hard to win 4 in a row in conference. Winning 6 in a row in this conference is really, really hard. Although Sparty's done it, and I think Michigan's doing it now. And I think Nebraska, I mean, like
college basketball, and it's a weird season, too. Like, St. John's was on a huge run. They just lost to Villanova last night. So, like, it's with college kids, it's you tough. Get these three, it's tough.
Tim Murray was on that one, too, because he was saying that spread, man, stinky, stinky.
Yeah, and coming off them making back-to-back statements and winning at UConn on campus, you wondered if they were going to let up. But look, I don't want to take Sunday's game for granted. But that's They really should win that game. I think the spread will reflect that they're a legitimate favorite in that game. So you win this one tonight, and you keep taking care of these weekends, you know, Saturday, Sunday games at home, you're going to be a top four seed.
I mean, it feels like Thursday, Sunday last week, right?
It's you're the same schedule. This sets up perfectly.
And it's the same type of thing. This is a Nebraska team that's good. They just beat Ohio State. They're in that realm where if you win, it's a great win. If you lose, it's like probably should have won the game. And then you return Sunday for a game that
you got to win.
All of us are going to be saying is going to be won, and no matter how they win, it's like, well, they were supposed to do that.
Here's the other thing. Not only do they play at home Sunday, but they play three straight at home. You got Iowa, USC, and then Michigan State, which I think we're broadcasting from there before that one.
Yes.
Yeah, so Michigan State, that's a 6:30 start, so we'll be going until 5:30 when they take them on. That's what, 2 weeks from yesterday?
Sure.
They like to do that?
Yes, that's correct.
I like doing that. A week from this Wednesday? Yeah,
it's a 26. Is it 2 weeks?
Today's the 13th. Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, so like we're a week from Wednesday. Both work.
Yeah. February's a week from the shorter month. I get screwy in February. You're not that into the new year yet. You're still adjusting from that. It's a weird month. Holidays, I got birthdays, is a lot.
Yeah, we got President's Day coming up Monday, so short week for us next week.
Yeah, a lot of holidays and
birthdays galore. Wyman Industries birthday's coming up.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Dennis is the 19th, and of course Margie and Avery were earlier this month, so a lot of reasons to be happy to be
Chloe
alive.
Chloe turned 20 today.
Yeah, mazel. Yeah,
crazy. I got a 20-year-old.
Wow. She loving Syracuse still?
She is.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. And has Rocco made a decision?
No, he does. He still has schools he has to hear from.
Oh, wow. Look at him. He's like an athlete.
No.
Any NIL?
Nope.
No, man.
That you know of.
Yeah. Could be. Sunshine.
It's still possible.
We're good.
Sunshine greased the wheels a little bit. Hey, coming up next, reminder, Maryland's basketball game tonight's at 8:30. Pregame coverage starts at 7:30 here on The Fan. But it's T-Bone time, TMI, with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, February also marks pitchers and catchers. Today's the first on-field workout for pitchers and catchers, so we're going to get into some of the more interesting storylines of spring training next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
I'm sure everybody saw it. If you're following Orioles beat reporters, if you're following the Orioles on Twitter or any other social media platform, some videos of the pitchers and catchers' first on-field workout in Sarasota today. The first official full squad workout is next week, but obviously there are already several position players down in Sarasota. So looking at some of the most interesting storylines now that spring training is officially underway, and there's plenty of them. There might not be a ton of spots up for grabs on the 26-man, but plenty of intrigue nonetheless. And looking at the former 1-1, Jackson Holliday, what is that going to look like in year two? And especially now that Jorge Mateo not going to be available, at least for the beginning part of the year. Of course, we know that Ramon Urias is going to get some time at second base as well. But we need to see better at-bats from Jackson Holliday. We need to see the on-base percentage go up, because that's what he was known for during his time in the minors, that elite strikeout-to-walk ratio, where it was anything but that year one. 69 strikeouts to 15 walks in year one. He's jacked! You're not going to question the work ethic during the offseason. He is absolutely jacked for a 21-year-old.
Looks like a young me.
Another 1-1, Adley Rutschman. Come on, man. You are totally under the microscope. And there's not usually, you're not going to dive too deep into spring training stats and make things out to be more than they are. But it's definitely something that you'd like him to build some momentum heading into the first series in Toronto. He has to be better. He has to be vastly better than he was in the second half of last year, where he was one of the worst hitters in all of baseball. And defensively, it was really rough as well. This is a massive, massive year for Adley Rutschman. Something that was interesting, and I had this down yesterday, writing up my notes for this, but what position is Kobe Mayo going to be playing predominantly? I found it very interesting that Mike Elias said that he is going to be mainly at third base, working in some at first base. I was not expecting that at all. There was no...
committed to the bit. I guess on a certain level, you got to respect it. They're not changing their spots for anybody. We're going to keep forcing guys to play positions they're going to have no chance in hell of ever playing at the major league level because of value.
I guess, but whatever. We'll see if the glove is improved at all during spring training. All eyes are going to be on this rotation because there's so many question marks with it. You didn't replace Corbin Burns adequately at all. Even Brandon Hyde was saying, I've never seen Sugano pitch. I'm excited to see him pitch in Sarasota.
It's not his signing.
I think we're all
interested. Zoomed with him once.
Yes. He's a good zoomer.
Morton in his age 41 season. Grayson Rodriguez, you sent that clip in the group chat earlier, Jason, about he's got to be more pitch efficient. He's got to get deeper into ball games this year. And he said that he's taking on more of that Corbin Burns mentality entering this season. What's Slim going to look like? What's Chase McDermott going to look like?
He'll look good in Norfolk.
Yeah, right. We've talked a lot about these outfield combinations and what they're going to do. Mullins, Couser, O'Neill, Kerstad, Laureano. It sounds like it's platoon galore. What's that going to look like in games? And I keep going back to the young guys, all the young dudes. Are the rest of these guys ready to shoulder the load because they don't have any other options? There's not the safety net that Mike Elias brought in for these young guys. It's sink or swim time for all of them at this point. And
by the way, Platoon Galore is one of my favorite independent film actresses. She's great. I love her work, Platoon Galore. Check her, Google her.
And lastly, who's going to be the surprise this year? Because we've seen each of the past couple of years where Yennier Cano didn't even make this club out of 2023, and he ended up being an all-star. No one knew who the hell Albert Suarez was this time last year, and he played a vital role for this team last year. Who's going to be that surprise for the club in 2025?
Matt Bowman. A year ago, though.
Matt Bowman contributed. I'm going to say that would qualify as a surprise.
Okay. Yes.
Ronzi Contreras?
He's here.
A lot of things
He's
went
here.
Wrong. For him to get the chance, a lot of things went wrong, Bone. Not saying he couldn't salvage and make the most of the opportunity, but that's not exactly one that's just a close knock. Bunch of people would have to fall down the steps before he could get close enough to the door to
Stranger things.
To come to let alone come through the door.
I'm just saying, no one knew who the hell Albert Suarez was last year. If we told you that he had this type of success as spring training started.
And even then, it took Wells and Means going down.
That's my point. Who knows?
Baseball gods.
Baseball gods might frown on him again
this year.
They can be fickle.
I can.
If only there was an algorithm to figure out what it took to appease the baseball gods, then we'd have a fighting chance in October.
I don't think you can appease the baseball gods. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, well.
The chips are going to fall.
Maybe you need to bang on some trash cans. Maybe that helps.
That does help. That helps, allegedly. Hey, coming up next, Super Bowl in the books, but a lot to get to. With IA Hall of Famer, she's from BetMGM. Lucy Burge with her best bets and more. That's next here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.